This episode of The Morning Stream is brought to you by Casper, a sleep brand that continues to revolutionize its line of products to create an exceptionally comfortable sleep experience, one night at a time. Get $50 off select mattresses by visiting casper.com/morningstream and use the promo code MORNINGSTREAM at checkout. Coming up on TMS, bathe in my milk.
A little racism goes a long way.
Hard to find a good mechanic.
We're not going to talk about any of these things. He only drank when he stopped.
That's right. And we won't talk about how Southwest says no more peanuts.
But we will have Tom's Tech Time.
Recommendals and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
That old ever-popular theme of rock and roll music. Is it damaging the brains of the young people of America?
Big cookies and turnovers lie flat.
The Morning Stream. The Morning Stream. The Morning Stream. The Morning Stream. The Morning Stream.
This is The Morning Stream. I'll gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today.
Everybody, welcome back to The Morning Stream. It is TMS for July 11th, 2018. I'm Scott Johnson with Brian Ibbett. Hi, Brian.
Hello.
We had some travails this morning, but we made it through.
We did, and for those of you joining us via the podcast, you remember that old adage, no news is good news? Well, prepare for some very good news today.
Yeah, we had a major delay, and as a result, we have to kind of shift things around. But don't worry,
yes. We've
still got plenty of show for you today, and we're excited to bring it to you. I would like to begin today's proceedings with something that I found just this morning and found so odd that I could not pass up a chance to talk to you about it on the show.
Okay, all right.
Friend of the program, Nate Langston, a British man.
Mm-hmm.
he's on Tom's show all the time.
British man.
He put up a tweet. I don't know if this is something he saw himself or this is something he's just retweeting, but somebody had stapled to a phone pole, like you'd see on a pole somewhere saying, hey, guitar lessons, pull one of these tabs, or hey, a concert's coming or whatever, right? Except this one, which features a photo of a lady, an older lady, in a kind of nasty bathroom, standing next to a sink and a toilet and a bathtub, with a gross man in the tub. And it says at the top in giant headline, bathe in my milk. And here's how the offer works. Offer open to men only. Soy, almond, or traditional. Use my sponge. I will watch you. Now, it says you can schedule.
I'm looking at this website, bathinmymilk.com.
Yeah, I'm looking at it now.
Oh, there is so many. There's so much disturbingness about this. I mean, let's start with the bathroom.
Yeah.
Like, the wallpaper is peeling up above the towel rack. I don't even know what the deal is with that towel.
Yeah.
But interesting about that towel?
What's that?
And it has not the same wrinkles are in it from picture to picture. So it does look like, fortunately, nobody's using that towel. It's like these guys are getting in and out of that bathtub.
Yeah. And that towel is not part of the program.
The towel is not, like, it is not even being touched. Like the
now,
I mean, that toilet, look at the colors, look at the stains on that toilet. Why is there a rope on the floor?
Yeah, right. See, more questions, no answers. Also, why is her dress thing so grimy and dirty?
Right. Why is the right side of her? Yeah.
I mean, all these pictures, especially that third one down where it's kind of just the kind of blank faced white kid. She's just so stained up and nasty. Here she is leaning on toilet paper with the fat guy. Like,
this is great.
I don't know what to think about this, except maybe I missed the meme. Maybe there's maybe this is an art piece someone made, and it's just been meant to be a viral weird web thing that everyone freaks out about.
It totally is. I mean, this is somebody like, and their art.
Yeah.
I also like that, but it's kind of funny. Like, it's kind of clever. The bathroom, the stains and everything, and the grossness of that, the towel and the
it's
walls
disgusting.
And stuff. But on that first photo, I love how underneath the sink, there's a bucket with cleaning materials, like cleaning supplies in there, that look like they've never, I mean, obviously, have never been used in this bathroom.
Right. Also, that rope doesn't move. So that's the reason I think this is probably staged. It moves a little toward the bottom, like the really big guy in there. So there at the bottom it says, if interested, please email me right away. But when you click it, it takes you to a Facebook page. And it's somebody named Alan Wagner
and his vids. Yeah. He's the guy behind this this performance art piece.
Yeah. It appears to me that he is just art man.
Yeah.
And he makes weird art. And this is one of his weird art pieces.
Oh, holy cow. Okay. You know what's freaky? The second to last photo. Mm. You notice the woman's missing?
Yeah.
Do you find her?
Hold on. Let me get back here. Oh, yeah, she is missing. What's the deal with that? Whoops.
Keep looking. Over. Keep looking.
Okay, I'm going. Wait. Why is this not scrolling? Okay, second to last one. Oh, my gosh, dude. Shit. That genuinely freaked me out. Oh, my gosh, right there. Okay, well, obviously, if this is a bunch of hooch, the chat room is also saying,
of course
yeah,
it is. Yes, don't worry. Stuff. We don't think this is real.
No, like, we don't. Well, obviously, Calhoun it's not real.
I hope they, this isn't real, guys.
I mean, clearly, we
figured that out. I mean, it's obviously.
Yeah, we're past that point. But now I'm to the stage of impressed that you pulled something like this off. And the fact that they put her outside of that shot, that gives me the genuine willies. I don't like that picture at all. Everything about that picture freaks me out. I don't like it.
Oof. Yeah, this is just, I mean, it is really...
Oof, disconcerting.
It is really disconcerting.
That's how I see it. So anyway.
I mean, it's well done. Whatever it is, it's really well done.
Yeah, well done.
Yeah, he's a USC film school grad that is doing, basically just doing art. Let's see. So fabricating entire bathroom and hiring actors only cost him $300. He and Marquez bought the tub from Home Depot, cleaned it after the shoot, and returned it when they were done. They didn't like this is a tub you could somebody bought. Somebody after
Someone
all
owns this yeah.
ended up buying it. Has no idea.
Yeah.
Friends volunteered to star in the Milky Nightmare. A few extra models were recruited online, paid $20 each.
Yeah. Who was the lady? Do we know who that is? Is that his mom or something?
No, unless she's one of his friends. Yeah.
It feels like quite the discovery for me because I hadn't heard of this. This is all new to me. I don't know how to say how old this is. You got any kind of reference to date or anything?
Well, the article is December 2017.
Okay, so it's relatively new.
Yeah.
Usually you see this stuff. Like somebody will point this stuff out. And the fact that it showed up on a tweet this morning just caught my eye. All right, mystery
song. You know what? Did you see the Wasabi Kid video? I feel like I don't want to introduce any extra things in the beginning of the show because it's going to push us later, but...
The Wasabi Kid video?
The Wasabi Kid video. Wasabi it's short. I'm going to get it. Let's see here.
Oh, here it is. Is it the kid's girl regrets trying wasabi? Is that
yes,
the one?
Yes,
here, let me,
yes.
Let
it's a short video.
Let's just play this, see what we get here.
Okay.
Oh, wait, it's blown up.
Want to try wasabi?
No.
You
want to
try it?
No.
Okay.
Wasabi.
Do you want to try it? Smell it. Smell it first.
This kid's so cute. No, I hadn't seen that. That's wonderful.
That little that's the best part.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah, I don't think this is child abuse. I don't think this is torture. I don't think the kid asks for like even after saying no twice, the kid says wasabi. Mom says, "Are you sure?"
Oh,
that's a little tiny bit. I think it's totally
she's
fine.
She's so cute. I think that's adorable. All right, you had fun last night. I didn't. What'd you do?
I did. I went out to Puzzle Pint as I threatened to do. I made good on my threats to go to Puzzle Pint. Mm. It's a monthly thing. You got to find out if it's in your area. It is a blast. It is so much fun. And it's if somebody's like, "Oh, I suck at trivia," this is the perfect antidote for that. It's not trivia. It's like doing puzzles.
Oh, right. This is the visual puzzle solving stuff. And
right.
All that
anagrams
side.
And, like part of the thing we did last night involved cutting out a square and then following directions on that square in order to create a sort of paper airplane, and then looking at that paper airplane to determine, you know, letters that were all over the page. Now he could only see some of them because of the paper airplane folds, and so you have to figure out what the letters are and stuff. Really, really cool. Went there with Clark, Nikki, and Ryan Moore, TMS listeners. They were in Las Vegas. They think they've been to a Nerdtacular. They used to be in Nashville, and they moved here to Colorado. So they've been to a couple of the TMS fan meetups that we've had here with the Spagnolos. Totally, totally fun. Like a total blast.
Yeah.
So you got to check it out. Puzzled Pint is the website, and it'll tell you basically it's the second Tuesday of every month, and then the Friday before is when you can go to that site and see the puzzle that tells you where it's going to be in your area.
Did you get stumped by anything big, like anything really jack you up?
We did actually, so there were a total of 6 puzzles and a warm-up. Breezed through the warm-up, breezed through 5 of the 6 puzzles, and it was specifically that damn paper airplane one, because the letters that we were looking at weren't the same number of letters that we needed for the clue. So we kept thinking, oh, we folded it wrong. But then you could rearrange the letters on the bottom of the plane to say wing discs.
Yeah.
And then you look at the top, and there are certain letters that are in circles, and we didn't figure out, oh, wing discs, like discs on the wing. We're only supposed to look at those letters. That makes sense. And we figured it out. And so that one was the one that stumped us. We still, I think, finished more quickly than a lot of the other teams. But man, if we would have figured out that airplane puzzle, we would have just blown everybody out of the water. Because the other ones, boom, we just nailed it,
killed it. Yeah, that's fantastic.
Well, totally killed it. So Uncle George came as well, but you know, we know about Uncle George.
Yeah, Uncle George always there, always willing, always ready to party. That guy, I like that guy
exactly.
A lot.
Also yesterday, Scott, I made good on my threat to go to Freddy's for lunch.
Damn you. Actually, I went to Potbelly. I went to Potbelly's. It was also very good. They have this crazy new sandwich called the pizza sandwich, which sounds like really plain and dumb, but it's really, really good.
You know, I might be able to do Potbelly for lunch today because I can just zip out there.
That's so good.
I'll have to see.
Love their sandwiches. But anyway, yeah. Freddy's. So how'd it go at Freddy's? What happened there?
Went really well at Freddy's. I had, you know, had a burger, did the shake again, but it realized, you know, I feel like calling that a shake is almost cheating because it's frozen custard, not ice cream. And, it's like using, crack when you're making like, oh, here's the world's best pizza. By the way, I put crack in there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's probably a little bit a better analogy that I could make, but it's, it's so good. This time, instead of the chocolate, I did, because basically you can do either vanilla or chocolate custard and then mix in whatever flavor.
Right.
So I started with vanilla, had them add coffee syrup. And,
That sounds like it'd be all right.
The best coffee shake I've ever had. Sorry, Arby's.
Yeah. That sounds pretty good. That's the only kind of coffee flavor I can stand is ice cream type coffee stuff. Like I can have a mocha ice cream any day. I just can't stand the taste of regular coffee. Just can't do it.
Yeah.
I don't know why it works in ice cream though. It's weird, right?
Like, well, because basically it's coffee with milk and chocolate. So
it just makes up for it.
If you had that as a coffee instead of as a, you know, instead of just coffee with cream and sugar, you'd probably like it more if you had the...
That's true, but then I would just be eating dessert in the morning and getting fatter.
Okay,
so.
Time for my coffee. Where's the Hershey syrup?
Yeah, that's good stuff. We tried to actually go to Arby's yesterday because I was out shopping with the kids and we're like, we need to grab something quick and cheap. What do you guys want to do? Well, there's an Arby's here, so okay. We go through the Arby's and we're starting to. Giant handwritten sign. Sorry, our credit card machine's broken. What kind of Arby's has a credit card machine go down where you can't pay for anything with a credit card? It's only cash. Come on.
And you didn't have cash?
No.
Oh.
I don't carry cash. Are you kidding me?
Who doesn't keep cash?
Well, I have some cash. I have a little cash for the house, but I didn't have any with me. And it's just that we're living in... It's 2018.
I know.
We live in a society. For some reason, I was using Jerry's voice for that, but... Now you make me want to go to freaking... I just want to go to Freddy's every minute. I'd love it. I love it there. It's so good. I want to get those fries today. It's probably not going to happen, but I want it. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, fries too.
Why isn't...
I grab a pen because I took my pen with me to Puzzle Pine. It's upstairs in my bag still.
No, you don't want that. You can't have that happen.
No, I need a pen because I got to be able to cross off the Babel Royale answers.
Oh, that's right. Dunaway, you there, by the way? Is that you? No? You're not there yet? Still waiting for Dunaway?
I see his picture.
I know we're calling him a little late.
See his picture.
Dunaway, you there? He's not answering. Well, that's some horse garbage.
Now, oh, there we go.
Yeah. That sounds like him for sure. Here it is. Hey, everybody. Join us now for a rousing game of Babel Royale, starring Brian Dunaway, who's here with us now. Hi.
Hello. Wait on a second. Hold on. Hello. Hold on a second.
What's the matter? You all right? What's going on?
Can you guys hear me?
Yes. Can you hear us? Can you
Weird.
Hear? Oh, you can't hear us.
What is up with all the stupidness?
What? Can you not hear us?
Discord update or something?
I don't know. Can you hear
Did
us?
You have Discord issues too?
Oh, let me see. Okay, say something now.
Okay, hi. Now. I don't think you can hear us.
What
Hello.
The crap?
Something now.
Hello.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
What the? Oh my god.
It's going great. Oh. Everything's fine.
Oh, hi.
Everything's
Let's
fine.
Let's not complain about hi. Discord. Let's do something fun. Let's do some Babel
fun.
Royale.
That sounds so yes. great. Let's do it. It's Babel Royale, everybody, and we're going to get one of you guys calling us in, although now I'm behind on that because I was trying to help Dunaway. All right.
Oh, my gosh.
The phone calls should be coming in. Toot sweet, and here's the deal. If you call in, you could participate today and win some prizes. That's the whole point of this, is that you could be a wiener.
So By the way.
Yeah.
Quick reminder, I have not yet heard from Alex in North Florida, who won on Monday. So, Alex, if you can hear the sound of my voice, email me at coverville@gmail.com. I actually had an envelope full of weird toys already sealed, so all I have to do is stick your name on it.
Yeah, you got to get in touch if you want to win. We have a participant on the line. Who's this?
This is Danny from Boise.
Well, hello, Danny from Boise, Idaho. Man, your town is so much cooler than it used to be. When I was a kid, Boise was like the butt of everyone's joke. It was like, do you want to go to Boise? Real funny. Nobody wants to go there. Now, it's the coolest city. It is so rad up there. So nice work.
It is pretty cool.
Yeah, nice work. I'm sure it was all you. Well done.
Yeah.
Brian Ibbett, will you explain to Danny how this works and what he could win?
I will. I'm going to give Scott and Brian Dunaway a topic, and they're going to go back and forth with answers for that topic. If one of them gives a wrong answer, a repeated answer, or they take too long to come up with an answer, the win will go to the other player. Your job is to predict who is going to come out on top based on the topic. Today, you're playing for a three-pack of games from Steam, including Forced Evolution Experiment, Intelligent Design, and Evolutionary Sandbox, and Super Luminauts, all courtesy of Matthew Bach.
Okay, that sounds all right. What's our topic today? I'm scared.
All
I'm terrified.
Your topic today is most popular types of cheese. So the most popular types of cheese, according to the number of Google search results, does not include like cheese products such as American cheese. So, you know, American cheese is not. It's
that's
not,
real cheese.
It's not real cheese. No, it's not real cheese.
Don't tell me that.
I also, love it.
No general terms like string cheese. Or blue cheese, stuff like that. But
blue cheese doesn't count. Weird.
Blue cheese doesn't count.
Okay.
But I have in this list 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, plus 12 is 25. I have the 25 most popular kinds of cheese.
All right. That's scary. I'm terrified about this.
Yes, you should be.
All right. So Danny,
so start thinking about that. Meanwhile, Danny, who do you think is going to who's going to know their cheese? By the way, big thanks to Russell Henderson. Russell Henderson is the listener who sent this one in. So thank you, Russell.
Nice. So what do you think, Danny? Who's going to get the cheese right?
I think Brian's going to win, and I want Scott to go first.
Okay.
All right. All right. Good. I'm glad you know how this works, and you know what I'm going to ask. So very good. All right. Voting for Brian, or not voting, picking Brian to win. And Scott, you get to begin the great cheese battle of 2018.
This is going
to
be rough.
Please say American cheese.
I'm going to say Swiss. I'm getting Swiss out of the way. Swiss cheese.
Swiss is a really good one to get out of the way. Lots of search results on that one. By the way, Swiss cheese originated in the United States.
Of course.
Oh, see, always trying to blame the Swiss. No. See this cheese with holes in it? Yeah, that's the Swiss.
Here's the, you know what else is, what's the other thing that's from here everyone's always surprised about? Oh, fortune cookies.
French fries?
Fortune cookies.
Oh, fortune cookies.
Yeah, they weren't ever made in Asia.
French fries are Belgian frites, so that one doesn't count.
That's true. Mm. All right, Brian, you're rolling your turn.
I'm going to go with my favorite cheese, feta cheese.
Feta from Greece. Mm. Very good. Yes.
He likes his greasy cheese.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Put that on your falafel. Your
I like it on my salads. It crumbles up real good.
Yep.
This might be a problem. Hold on. I'm going to need to think that one over. That's probably a bad choice. Because you said no string cheese. I worry that this one's like that.
I know, because American cheese, I really would have probably been dumb enough to classify that as a cheese. So I'm glad you took that one off the table, because I would have totally said, first thing out of my mouth, American cheese!
Yeah, and I don't know what the deal is with American cheese. Like, it's produced in a different way that makes it not technically a cheese.
It's a processed, right.
It's a processed.
It's actually not. It's a cheese.
It's a plastic.
Right.
So you say. So you're saying Velveeta is probably off the table. Probably shouldn't say.
Oh, Velveeta's off the table. Plus, yeah.
Velveeta's on the table.
No, let's take Velveeta off there. All right, I'm going to say mozzarella cheese.
Mozzarella is a very good choice.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, so good and creamy.
That's big on the list. 1.4 million Google searches for mozzarella.
All right. Brian.
And I'm going to say Munster cheese, because I always say it incorrectly.
Mm. Munster.
Munster cheese. And I always say we need some Munster cheese.
From France. It's 358,000 searches, so it is in the list. Top 25.
Gouda.
As a matter of fact, it's number 24 in the list, if that helps you.
Ooh, geez.
Oh, geez. With your popularity. So keep going more popular than Munster.
I'm gonna say Gouda, or however you say it.
Gouda is a Gouda way to say it. It's from the Netherlands. 1.2 million search results for Gouda.
Okay. Which puts it where on the list?
Number 13.
Okay. Better than I thought. All right.
So I see a lot of cheese names when I go to the grocery store, and certain ones always stick with me, like Munster cheese. That one always goes. And Asiago. For some reason, I'll say that, and then it'll just, I'll walk around for the rest of the day. Asiago.
Asiago. It comes from Italy and popular with the bagels, like Asiago cheese bagels. Very, very popular. Number 11 on the list.
Goat cheese.
Please be there.
Goat cheese is not in
the list. Shut up, dude! What? There has to be goat cheese on there.
And I don't know. Let's see. I'm trying
to see. Is there another name for goat cheese, possibly?
That's what I'm looking for, seeing if there's another.
Is that like.
I mean, it's cheese made from goat milk.
There's got to be. There's got to be like a proper
on the top 25.
Ah, shit.
We both search for.
Chatroom's like. Hold on. Chatroom says cow cheese. Yeah, nobody would say cow cheese. That's true. But I thought goat cheese was like a very specific cheese.
I did too.
Yeah, that's okay. I'm seeing what, let's see. Okay, Chèvre is goat cheese.
Is it searched for? Never even heard
Chèvre
of it.
Chèvre is,
I had a Chèvre citation back in the 80s.
No, surprisingly, it's not.
No one wants to look at it. Right. No one even wants to talk about it.
I would have thought. So that is a win for Brian. Let me tell you the other ones that come up here. Cream cheese, which is also Neufchâtel cheese.
That
was a real cheese.
Yeah,
it is. Well, the most searched for cheese is Neufchâtel cheese or cream cheese. Cheddar cheese. Cheddar is surprising.
Oh, cheddar.
Parmesan.
Yes.
Cottage cheese. There's another term for cottage cheese as well.
Oh, I didn't. You know what? I had cottage cheese and I didn't do it because it felt like string cheese or something.
Pepper jack, Romano. Brie, Gruyere, mascarpone, gorgonzola, manchego, ricotta, Monterey Jack, Colby, Hilton, camembert, provolone, Roquefort, and Havarti.
Oh my gosh, it's like that cheese shop skit for Monty Python all over again.
It totally is. Yes,
yeah, that's
love
awesome.
This is like my favorite thing to do. Publix, which is a grocery store I talk about from time to time, it has a great cheese selection. I'll just hang around there for 30 minutes going, I wonder what that cheese tastes like. And I'll take it home and I'll go, nope.
Yeah.
Never again.
Kim bought some kind of weird whiskey cheese recently.
No.
It was fan-freaking-tastic. Oh my gosh. It tasted a little alcoholic, kind of like a little bit of twang to it. Like it had a little, somebody spilled some bourbon on it or something is the kind of what is how I describe it. But it was really good on crackers and stuff. It was fantastic.
What do you think about like brie cheese with that weird outer thing going on?
Oh,
what are you talking about?
Yeah, the thicker shell. I just cut off the shell.
Heck yeah, I do.
And smear it on a cracker.
Yeah, I don't think you're supposed to eat that. It's like a lemon or a melon.
No, is that like a wax though? What is that?
Is it a wax?
Or is that just like a product?
I think it is a wax that they put around the outside to keep the cheese fresh inside. I think you have to do that with soft cheeses. Or you put a laughing cow label on it, or a foil sticker or foil wrap with a laughing cow sticker.
I can't believe goat cheese. If I'd have said, okay, the only other one I had in my head that was no way it was on there, so tell me if I'm wrong. Oh, you didn't say it, so it's not, but I was thinking nacho cheese. Now, that's just not
No, that's nothing, right?
Well, yeah. I'm happy to...
It could be melted cheddar. It could be melted... it's melted cheese with stuff added to it to make it spicy.
Yeah.
Guess what I'm getting for lunch today?
Cheese.
Yeah. Something with cheese.
Cheese glorious. Yeah, cheese so scrumptious and munch. Or how'd it go? There was an old cheese.
It's food glorious. Food is the song you're thinking of.
Oh. I thought the cheese. Whatever they're called. The cheese market.
Oh, did the cheese board use it? I bet they did.
I thought cheese glorious. I bet they did. Cheese.
Yeah.
So creamy and.
It's from Oliver.
Yeah.
Food, glorious food.
It's something like that.
Stick it in my pie hole.
There you go. Give me some cheese. All right. Congratulations. Oh, I shouldn't do it. Fletcher should.
Congratulations.
Yeah, you're a winner.
You're a winner.
Danny, that stuff will come straight to you and your door. Your email anyway. All you have to do is send an email to coverville@gmail.com and Brian will hook you up, son.
I will do exactly
that.
You guys
have time for a really quick cheese story?
Yeah, tell us a cheese story.
Please.
What do you got?
So... this is just so appropriate that it was for this cheese contest. I was probably 8 at the time. My little brother was 6. We were on a family vacation up in Banff, Canada, and we were at a bagel shop. And we're sitting out. It was one of those bagel shops where they've got seating out on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
And, we're about mostly done with our meal, and my brother's just, like, not touching half of one of his bagels. And my dad's like, oh, you know, why aren't you eating that? And he's like, well, a bird pooped on it. And my dad's like, oh, yeah, you know. Kids say the darndest things, and so we keep going on with our meal, and we're getting ready to like bring our trays inside. He's like, "Well, why aren't you eating your bagel?" He's like, "Well, Dad, a bird pooped on it." He's like, "No, a bird did not poop on it." And he reaches down and picks up this bagel slice, and I don't know if you've seen like herb cream cheese, and I don't know if you've seen bird poop, but they look mighty similar. And he just takes a huge bite of bagel and just it's just like so bad. And my mom and I at the time, there was like a little art gallery upstairs, and we come down and my brother is sitting out on the table by himself, and we're like, where did Dad go? And oh, he's in the bathroom. He ate poop. But it was just, I wanted to tell you guys that story. When we started talking about cheese, I thought it would be appropriate.
That is an incredible story. That's fantastic. I love freaking that. My poor dad. Poor guy eating a poop bagel.
Yeah.
They don't make those. Look, you can't go to Einstein Brothers and order a poop bagel, it turns out. You have to have a burger around for that.
Yeah.
Well done. Congratulations. That email's incoming. Brian Dunaway, well done today.
Yeah.
You cheesy, cheesy
I'm
bastard.
A cheese maniac.
That's right. Kiss my butt. All right, he's out. Well done. Good job. No news today. We are instead going to take a quick music break. When we come back, we will be joined by our friends, Nicole and Tom. Today, let's see, how did we do the order? Tom's first, right?
I can't remember now.
Nicole's first because she has something.
I think
she
this
does.
Is her last week of needing to go first because of Mateo's sports schedule.
I think you're
T-ball
right.
T-ball or whatever it was.
I think you're right. So I'm going to switch those around there. Okay. So we'll have recommendals. We'll have Tom's tech time. All that stuff's coming right up. Before that, though, Brian Dunn brung some music.
I did. How about a band that is a conglomerate, international band? They've got members from Sweden, Switzerland, and the United Kingdom who all got together in Switzerland where the studio is located in Verbier. And and then recorded their song. I think it's really, really cool. They released the first song in 2016, reached a small number one in Sweden on Radio SVR, and they're hoping to spread their wings further now. This is a brand new song from King of Little Sweden. That's the name of the band, King of Little Sweden. The song is called I'll Be Waiting.
Oh, here it is. We'll be right back.
I never seem to bother with anyone that's not you. I never seem to challenge myself to try something new. On a rainy day, I thought I saw your face in a crowded place. Guess that I was wrong. I will never stop to look into strangers' eyes.
Guys, sleeping's important. I know you know this, but I'm here to remind you once again that it is. Casper is here to help. Casper's a sleep brand that continues to revolutionize its line of products to create an exceptionally comfortable sleep experience one night at a time. Every night, as far as I'm concerned. Casper's mattresses are designed by people for people. The original Casper mattress combines multiple supportive memory foams for a quality sleep surface with just the right sink and just the right bounce. And their breathable design helps you sleep cool and regulate your body temperature throughout the night. You're not just any old mattress company either. They offer a wide array of products to ensure an overall better sleep experience. Casper's mattresses are made in the USA. Buying them online is easy. You order it online, they deliver it to your door in a compact box. Free shipping and free returns in the US and Canada. And this is the best part. Risk-free 100-day free trial. Boom. 100-day trial, risk-free. What do we mean by that? You spend a third of your life on a mattress. It's important to truly sleep on a mattress before committing. You can't do that in showrooms, but you can do it here. That's why Casper gives you 100 nights to try it out. And if you don't like it, you can send it back. Live in Canada, the U.S., for free. But if you're like me, you'll keep it because it felt really good, and I got better sleep on it. So I kept it. I love it. You'll love it, too. Get $50 toward select mattresses by visiting casper.com/morningstream and use that promo code morningstream at checkout. Terms and conditions apply. That's $50 toward select mattresses by visiting casper.com/morningstream and the promo code Morning Stream.
We've got to stay awake, Jaina.
Wonder Twin powers activate.
Shape of octopus.
Form of an ice unicycle. Come on, Jaina. It's up to us to stop those aliens.
Suggest something to round out the meal. An add-on, like a big cookie.
This is the Morning Stream asking, do dogs have brains? Because I really want to know.
All right, we're back, everybody. Welcome back to the show. Yes, she had a beautiful voice. There's a lovely sound to her.
Very, very sweet. I don't know if she was one of the UK artists or one of the Swedish artists or one of the Swiss artists, but whatever. She sounded great.
Also, that just proves that little segment about the Wonder Twins, how dumb they were. The guy made an ice unicycle so that her octopus could drive it.
Exactly. It's like what...
what like, the actual crap, dude.
Exactly. I have a great idea for a superhero. He can change into anything made of water. So, water. Oh, also ice. Yeah. Oh, that's pretty good, too. Yeah.
It's so dumb. So like, completely dumb.
But there was a time that he changed into a bucket of water, and I don't understand. If he could change into a bucket,
yeah,
why didn't he change into like a tank full of water?
Yes.
Like a Sherman tank full of water.
These are all really good questions. We're never going to...
There's
Mateo. We're never
going to
know that. Oh, hey, it's... Wait a minute.
Yeah, yeah.
What? We got the boy there. Where'd he go? Oh, he left.
Oh. I told him to get out of here.
Oh.
Get out. Mommy's got work to do.
Mom's working, kid. Nicole Spagnolo, mother of two, and freakishly interested in streaming content. I don't know what any of that means. I made all that up. It's Nicole. She's here. Hi, Nicole.
Oh my gosh.
Nice to have
I
you.
I don't
here.
Know what's going to happen. I got two kids, two dogs, no husband.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, okay, come here. I'll open them for you.
It's
come here.
Fine. They're fine. Look at them. You can tell I'm ready to have this, this grandkid.
Can you say hi?
Hi.
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 Hi. They're so cute. It's disgusting.
Okay.
Kids aren't supposed to be that cute.
Who are? Tell Scott who you are.
Ivan.
Who are you?
I'm.
What's your name?
It's Mommy.
Yeah, I am Mommy. Can you say Ava?
Ava.
Ava. Okay.
Ava.
All right, get out of here, you guys.
And it's me, Mateo.
Yes, it is. It's me, Mateo.
Bye.
Aww.
Bye.
I love your kids.
Oh my gosh!
I want to. They make me want to spend time with them.
So oh, cute. So adorable! Now get out.
Now, yeah, now get that.
No, get out of here.
All right. Hey, it's good to have you back. Of course, we do recommendals here on Wednesdays, where we talk about streaming content, things we found on streaming services, and we play them for people right here on the show.
Yes.
We should probably begin, as always, with Brian's choice pick, and move from there. Brian, do you have any setup for this clip?
I have the only setup I'm going to give you is this is brand spanking new. I think it might have been older, released earlier in the UK, but released more recently here.
All right, well, let's play it and see what we get.
It is time to begin. You will complete these tasks.
What is this?
The walls are treated with a layer of smart paint, reinforced with nanomaterials derived from the wurtzite form of boron nitride.
Huh?
The walls are treated with a layer of smart paint, reinforced
okay,
with nano...
got it. What about the door? Is it reinforced?
No one is permitted to use the doors but Alex. Begin your tasks now. Subject 3. Subject 3. You will remain in the atrium. I have been instructed to inflict pain should you not comply with my commands.
Is he rebuilding the lab and the cage?
That is not your concern. It is time to begin.
I have no idea what this is, but I'm super intrigued.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, that is Gary Oldman doing the voice there as the worst Amazon Echo ever. it's called Tao. Just got released on Netflix.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I saw that. I've been... Yeah. All my free time. Let's watch it. Yeah.
I know, exactly. Well, I'm here to tell you it's worth a watch. It's not perfect by any means, but it's good. And it's like, I would say it's like a 90-minute Black Mirror episode. It's
That's cool.
It's, you know, technology gone awry. It's about a woman who, a pickpocket who gets kidnapped by this guy who's developing artificial intelligence, including this complete house management system called Tau, which is Gary Oldman and that voice thing. And it's like a little, it's basically an Amazon Echo that you get in every room.
So he's full blown AI then. He's not like a hidden behind the curtain kind of Wizard of Oz kind of guy. It's an actual.
Yes, right. Okay. He's just basically a voice of this machine. You never see Gary Oldman, but you see, I mean, this machine basically is the, just has the voice. It's basically how, Spacey was in Moon or, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
It's really interesting. And the woman is, Micah Monroe. She was in the movie It Follows, which I never saw, but she's really good. And Ed Skrein. Is kind of this inventor scientist that owns the house. He's the one who's developing the AI. And that's really, aside from maybe 3-4 other people, these are your three people you're going to see for 99% of the movie.
Well, I'm super interested. I was when I saw the thing, but now that you say it's worth seeing, I'm even more in.
Yeah, there's, you know, like you said, it's not perfect. There's a couple of questions of like, well, why didn't she just do this? Or why didn't he just do this? But aside from that, I mean, it's certainly worth watching. I thought it was good.
Okay. And Gary Oldman, yeah. I did not recognize that voice as him.
No, I know. Yeah, it's, you know, it's the older Sirius Black.
Yeah. Oh, look at this. Wow. There's a weird triangle unit.
That is Tau.
That's the AI. Okay.
That's the AI. And there's this cool like triangle robot thing that walks around. That's kind of like the enforcer in this house.
Like a sentry. So, yeah.
Exactly. Like he can say, "Okay, I'm gonna have Ares, you know, take care of you if you don't do this," and a bunch of little drones. It's cool.
Is it reminiscent of like space 2001 Space Odyssey kind of stuff?
A little bit. Yeah. The HAL. Kind of deadpan AI system that is also trying to learn about what it is to be human.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. You do get a lot of that in there. Yeah.
Maybe Ex Machina or whatever it's called.
Ex Machina, Machina, yeah. Sure.
Machina. Mm-hmm. Machina.
Ex Machina.
Ex Machina.
Let me get some breadsticks on the side of the Ex Machina, please.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Everyone loves it. When you're there, your family. All right. Well, I'm in. I'm going to watch it. So, recommendal taken. Well done.
Excellent.
Yes. Let's play my clip. This is something that I haven't been able to shut up about. So, it's going to be no shock to anyone here. Maybe Nicole, since we haven't talked. But here is my recommendal for the week.
I thought I knew most of what was worth knowing about the war. And suddenly, I didn't.
Something was happening that was profound, that was irreversible.
What was it all about?
We just tried to believe that this was the right thing to do.
Any ideas, Nicole?
Is it's obviously a documentary. That's not the Vietnam thing, the documentary.
It absolutely is.
Oh, yeah. Oh, cool. I saw you tweet about it.
Yeah. I kind of can't shut up about it. It's
what's his name?
Ken Burns. Ken Burns and Lynn Novick, who is his kind of producing partner now. They co-directed this. They also co-directed, or at least she was heavy producer on the World War II one they did called The War. Ken Burns is a freaking national treasure, and the day we lose him is going to be a super sad day because no one else is making work like this, I don't think. And he's been doing it since the Brooklyn Bridge thing, which is where he really cut his teeth forever ago in the 80s. And he's been making amazing stuff since Civil War, of course. My favorite is Prohibition. Although it might be this.
Yeah, that
now.
Was a good one.
I love the Prohibition one. The one about the suffrage movement was amazing. The Jefferson one's really good.
Sorry.
There, you're fine.
What, totally the dog?
What is that? Yeah, was that the dog or a kid?
Oh, is that Dougie? Dougie the dog? Oh, yeah, Dougie the dog.
Dougie,
love Dougie.
Dog. Dougie's Dougie, pretty great.
Dougie can kiss my ass.
Dougie decided to go out and get all soaking wet in the rain. and then hop up on the couch and rub up against, like, basically do a barrel roll against all of us sitting on the couch.
He did that to me this morning. And then he chewed through a really expensive hose outside, and he woke me up at four, and...
Well, here's what I would say about this documentary that I think is so important, and the reason I think Ken Burns, generally speaking, in his career is so important. They do all the really hard work. It isn't just surface stuff. It's not dramatic stuff for dramatic sake. They dig so deep on the details. They find footage you never knew existed, and they teach you and show you things you just didn't know about. Now, if you get bored by just raw information and good truth seeking, well, then I can't help you. Go watch the Kardashians or whatever. But this thing is some powerful business. There's a thing about Nixon in there that I cannot believe still. I still am shocked about what I learned about that because I'd never even heard of it before. And they completely played out this whole thing that Nixon did that is eerily not unlike, not too far flung from where what we're dealing with today. And it was
Just hope that Ken Burns is still alive after this whole Trump thing.
And there's a thing.
I hope he's already been working on it.
Oh,
like,
my God.
He might be.
Welcome to the 75-part series, The Trump Presidency.
Here's the thing, though. This documentary took him 10 years to make. So they've been working on it for 10 solid years. Yeah. Well before Trump or any of this, and well before these accusations that the Russians helped swing the election his direction and all that stuff. So none of this is on purpose, but the parallels are eerie. And the part where when Nixon takes office and we now have basically irrefutable evidence that he contacted a foreign power to do a thing, which was not show up at the Paris talks for ending the war, so that it would swing opinion and swing the election his direction. And then that got completely covered up and no one knew about it until he was long gone. I had no idea, dude. Like, I had no idea that he had worked directly with a foreign communist power to swing the election his direction. Gosh, I can't find a more parallel idea in this entire film. It's crazy. Anyway, the whole thing, aside from that, it's really, really good. They get personal in parts of it, and they get very broad in other parts. So it's like, here's the story or partial story of a kid who grew up in Ohio, and he went into the war all bright-eyed and ready to go, and his whole story before his death. And then they'll broaden it out and say, this is what the generals were doing and why they were doing it. This is what the Tet Offensive was. And, like, if you're interested in history at all, this feels like vital stuff, like really important stuff, and not to be missed. And I dread the day Ken Burns is either not working or not with us anymore because he's so good.
Tina and I started watching this on PBS when we had the app, or when it was on the app. And unfortunately, they had a timer thing set up. So it's like, once we found out it was on there, we had a week to try and watch as much of it as we can. We got through the first four episodes, maybe five episodes.
It's huge.
And so we never finished it. So I'm glad that this is around.
Yeah, Netflix is where you'll get it right now. It's all on Netflix and worth every moment of viewing it. It's really, really good. And it's it goes counter to this idea, and I mentioned this on Twitter, this idea that only the loser or only the winners write history or whatever, that old phrase that the winners record history. This is a really good case of the losers recording history because we didn't win that war, not even close. And they take a very unflinching look at it from all sides and angles and possible ins and outs. It's fantastic. Can't say enough about it. It was really good. All right, Nicole, lay it on us. What do you got?
Okay, I'm going to send you my clip through Discord chat. Brian, don't look. Okay. I'm going to set this up. It's an hour long. Mm-hmm. And
this clip?
No. It's on Netflix.
Okay.
And I really want both of you to watch this. Okay. I need you to watch this. In fact, if you're listening to this, I need you all to watch this.
Wow. Oh, gosh.
All right. Okay. Now I'm nervous. Here goes. I'm playing.
Don't be nervous.
Okay, here we go.
I don't feel comfortable in a small town. I get a bit tense, mainly because I'm this situation. And in a small town, that's all right from a distance. People are like, oh, good bloke. I love being mistaken for a man. I wouldn't want to be a straight white man, not if you paid me, although the pay would be substantially better. I do think I have to quit comedy, though. And it's probably not the forum to make such an announcement, is it? I've built a career out of self-deprecating humor, and I simply will not do that anymore, not to myself or anybody who identifies with me. Do you understand what self-deprecation means? It's not humility, it's humiliation. I want my story heard, because what I would have done to have heard a story like mine.
Fascinating. What's this about?
I get emotional just listening to the clip.
Yeah, I like that. Like whatever it is.
So it's a comedy special on Netflix called Nanette. And it's by Hannah. Is it Hannah?
Hannah Gadsby is her name.
Yes, Hannah Gadsby. I went into this because I heard like little buzzes about it, and I was like, oh, it's only an hour long. And so I decided to give it a watch, and it changed my outlook on a lot of things.
Wow.
And comedy. And she is amazing at how she breaks down comedy. And she even gives you a little education on comedy and jokes, and just like that little bit right there talking about self-deprecating humor. I just loved it so much. And if you are a white male, you may think, oh, this is not for me. No, this is for you. This is for you. But it's for really everyone. But I just loved it so much, and it's very, I get very emotional just thinking about it. Might not get that emotional. I'm a very emotional person, but
she's Scottish. Am I getting that off that?
She's Australian.
Australian. Okay. Yes. I couldn't place the accent for some reason. I don't know why.
Crikey, Scott, I can't understand how you wouldn't recognize that accent.
It didn't feel Australian for some reason. I don't know why. Well, I'll watch this. That sounds great.
I just loved it so much. Now, I will tell you, you're going to be on a journey with her with this comedy special.
Oh, God.
Special.
I just want to watch something. I don't want to be taken on a journey.
No, you have to go on this journey with her, because I just think it's beautiful. I think she's amazing. I think she's strong. I just love her. I love her. I want you to watch it. Please watch it.
All right.
And this will be my little, this is going to be my little prince if you do not watch it.
No, I can totally watch this.
She's going to ask us about it every week if we don't watch it.
How old is it, or how long is it? What's the
an hour.
Oh, that's no big deal. Jeez.
It's no big deal.
Yeah. I could do an hour.
It's funny. It's smart. It's just amazing.
Okay. Listen, it's telling me it's got an 89% match. I don't know if that's a match to what I've watched before, which is surprising considering all the film set garbage I've watched. But it's telling me it's recommending it to me, so I'm all over it.
They're dumping all their recommendy stuff at Netflix or something.
They're dumping their reviews.
Is that what it is?
Reviews.
Oh. Yeah. I wonder if that has any impact on it. But mine's
just fine. I never even realized they had user reviews.
Well, they had it. They used to have stars, and then they got rid of that. Then they had that thumbs up, thumbs down thing, and I guess they're getting rid of that. Because they don't care. Why do they care? They're just going to make content, and you're going to watch it. So they don't care. It's no longer like, hey, come discover a thing. It's like, no, come watch these originals we make. And then also maybe you can see a Disney movie that you haven't seen in a while or whatever.
Mm-hmm. It's not cringy. It's not cringy, Rainbow Dash.
There's a lot of fear. When you say something is, you need to be taken on this journey.
No, because it's comedy, and she tells comedy through her stories, but then she breaks it down, and it's funny, and it's emotional, and it's just... it's so smart, and it's brilliant. It's brilliant. Yeah. I loved it. And I'm probably hyping it up for some people, and they're going to be like, seriously, watch it.
Tom in the chat room is cracking me up. Tom has totally hijacked your segment, Nicole. So I hope you return the favor. But he says, I heard Netflix is stopping video.
Yeah. No, he's going after me here, because I'm reporting on a rumor that isn't accurate at all. And how often do you get Tom to do all caps is very rare.
Right. No, it's very rare.
But look at that up there. He's like, thank you, Brian. No, Scott, says. He'll clear all this up when he comes back. Don't worry. Here when he comes on. These are fine recommendations. If you want to learn more about these and get links to each of them, you can find out via Nicole's Twitter account at Nicole Spag.
Mm-hmm. That's where I'm at.
Nicole, it's always a pleasure. Thanks so much for being here.
Bye.
We'll see you later.
See ya.
Bye now. All right. Well,
Very good.
Yeah, that went good. I want to see everything you guys brought today.
Yeah. Good. Well, you'll need 2.5 hours is all you'll need.
Is that all I need?
That's all you need.
For mine, you're only going to need, for mine, you're just going to need about 20 hours or whatever it is.
Right. Just, yeah, exactly.
It's a freaking monster size thing.
Set aside a month.
Yeah. If you've got a full 24-hour day ready, you're good to go.
With the computer, as with any tool, the concept and direction must come from the man.
Yeah, that's right. The man we're talking about is Tom Merritt, all the way from beautiful Los Angeles, California. Tom Merritt, hi.
Thank you, Scott and Brian. Sorry for trolling you in the chat room.
No, it's the best.
What did I have? I mean, obviously, I was wrong on that. But what? There was something going on where they were changing something, and you would, of course,
Brian,
know.
Brian cleared it all up.
Yeah, they're just taking your user reviews.
I typed no, Scott, as you said. I heard Netflix is getting rid of their ratings, which this is not true at all.
Well,
but Brian had it exactly right. They're getting rid of the reviews, the written reviews.
So their little percentage number of whether it matches to me or not.
Yeah, that's all, Stan. The only thing they're getting rid of is the thing that you didn't know exist, which is probably why you're confused.
Right. Exactly.
Like, written reviews? They had those? I forgot about them.
I had no idea, and I'm glad I never read those because I'm sure they were just as poignant and important to read as YouTube reviews.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, back Amazon. In the DVD days, I used to read them occasionally because I would go on to the web to look at what was available to put in my DVD queue, but I haven't looked at them since then. Mm-hmm. They don't show up in the app when you're just generally watching video. You kind of have to seek them out. And people who watch video through the web probably run into them more often, but they like most internet comments, if not properly moderated, they descend into chaos. And I think that's what Netflix is like. You know what? This is just too much trouble to deal with. Yeah. People don't really use them that much. Let's get rid of them.
Amazon continues to have their review system for all their kind of stuff, but I feel like it's part of their broader review system. Like it's kind of
they do a lot more moderation around the reviews, so maybe that's why. Especially because they rely on those reviews in the general retail sense of Amazon.
Right,
so.
And those are the ones I read. I mean, I do read. Mm-hmm. Like I'll basically read the worst reviews, like the 1-star reviews, because I want to know why people didn't like them. And if it's arrived in a box that was soggy on one side, then I know, okay, well, that's not a problem with the product.
Yeah,
it's,
yeah, yeah. I ordered this soap and it wasn't a cake. No, it's a cake of soap. It's not actually a cake.
Yeah. Like, soap cake.
So I actually do the same thing. I look at the worst reviews. Sometimes I'll look at the best reviews to see how fake they look.
Yeah.
But I'll also look at the I'll look at the worst reviews to find out, like, okay, are they just kind of the person who always hates everything? You can kind of tell
exactly.
That.
Most of
and
the
I
time.
Feel like everybody online should have to put what their credentials are. Why you should listen to their, why you should read their review. Like
a resume, you know, LinkedIn profile.
Yeah.
Bob, a wrench manufacturer from Hoboken, says, I didn't like this Juliet Lewis movie because it was too ethereal.
Yeah.
I want to know. You know,
then you find out that actually in his off time, Bob is a highly sought out expert on ethereal films.
Yeah. Especially ethereal Juliet Lewis films, but to be specific.
Yeah, particularly.
Exactly. Well, this is all well and good, but Tom Merritt comes here on Wednesdays to talk not only about the movings and goings on in the world of streaming entertainment, but also the world of technology at large. And Tom, I wonder what's happening today that we should all be paying attention to.
Well, okay, there is a lot, but I really want to tell you about Skyscraper.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
You know what? All You're right. not the, I got to say something real fast before you start, because you saw it well early. You've been under some kind of clamp down not to say anything. And I've been dying to know what your thoughts have been. Today, reviews start popping left and right, and they're all kind of positive. And I'm super stoked about the idea that somebody made a full-on like diehard Inferno crossover copy ripoff that might actually be entertaining. So what did Tom Merritt, Lord of all disaster movies, what did he think?
Well, that is something to take into account, is that I tend to love a good disaster movie. But I'll tell you sort of the general audience feeling as well to maybe spread this around a bit. I went to see it with a lot of the Rotten Tomatoes crew because my wife works there. And we all came out laughing. Like, that was stupid, but it was fun.
Yeah.
And you really have to go in with that mindset. Like, don't go in expecting a really substantive movie. The plot doesn't make any damn sense. It's full of holes. But The Rock is entertaining. The stunts are great. And it moves. It never gets bogged down. I think one of the problems sometimes with these kinds of movies is they're not good, but they spend a lot of time trying to do things that good movies do, like exposition or character development. Mm-hmm. And if you're not going to be good at that, just skip it. Mm-hmm. Just go. And there's a little bit of character development done just to get you to feel for The Rock as a father. Because he's there with his family, and so you need to have those stakes built, because when the family is put in danger, you need to feel for that. So they do their due diligence there, but honestly, it's just a dumb premise that, you know, this is the towering inferno. This is the building that can't be destroyed. It's the most secure building in the world, and The Rock is a security consultant. And guess what? Turns out somebody has figured out how to break in, but this freelance security consultant happens to be the one man who can foil them, because he's not part of the system.
The way. Yeah, yeah, no, always a consultant.
You know exactly where this movie is going, but it's fun. Eileen and I were talking about it. We're like, it's like the Harry Potter ride or the Guardians of the Galaxy ride or Star Tours. You don't criticize the plot of those. Mm-hmm. You're just like, you know what? It's a fun ride. So if you're like, that's not for me, then totally avoid this movie. Like it, but if you're like, yeah, that sounds fun. I want to see good stunts and special effects and have a good time. It's stupid fun. And everybody was saying that. All of us were saying that coming out of the movie. You're just like, man, that movie was dumb, but it was good.
Yeah. I'm in for dumb and good. I like that. That's mm-hmm. a thing I miss, actually. Yeah,
I mean,
actually.
This is a future film sack movie, no doubt about it.
Oh, yeah. No, it sounds like it. So the Pearl, this building that it's all based on, or mm-hmm. in, it's not, that's not a real place, is it?
Oh, no. Okay. No. All right. I mean, that will become very obvious very quickly when they start showing you, you know, the technical wizardry of the Pearl. It's like, yeah, I don't even think a building could do some of the things it does. One of the best parts is there's a room at the top that merely has these screens come out of the floor that are 8K screens, and they're so realistic you can't tell if you're looking at a real person or not. And you're like, this
I can't imagine that
only
won't
meant...
come up as part of the plot.
Exactly. Like, why would you have this for any other reason than to have a confusing chase scene later in the movie? Which
yeah. But again, that sounds like dumb fun to me. I'm strangely all into this. And he's made a few of these, right? They had the earthquake thing and the Rampage and all that.
Right. Yeah.
And those were kind of bad. The Rock is charming as always, but kind of bad. This looks like I could have some fun with it. How's his this leg he's got, because he's missing a leg? Does that play? I'm sure that plays some role later. Like,
is that important?
Oh, yeah.
To the plot?
It's important, isn't it?
Okay. I mean, I will spoil the plot all day long on this because it doesn't matter, but I won't tell you what he does with the leg, because that's the fun part.
All right. He sweeps it and finally Danielson wins. Fantastic.
Yeah. And don't forget, Sydney from Scream is in it too.
Oh, well, all right. Oh, what's she been up to?
Nev Campbell?
Yeah, Nev Campbell is the wife.
I love Nev Campbell. She was so good in House of Cards.
I didn't even
and she gets to
her.
Have her own storyline alongside The Rock's, because she's the wife. Yeah. And so, you know, at one point they're working together inside the building to escape, and then they get separated, and she has one of the kids and he has one of the other kids, and you know, there's some I hesitate to use the word compelling, but there's family drama, right? There's real family drama there, so that'll tug on your heartstrings a little bit.
I was gonna ask where this building is. Hong Kong, right? Is that the
it's
deal?
In Hong Kong, yeah. Okay. Yeah, and the idea is this is a masterpiece of architecture. It's a fully self-sustaining building with ecological and security technology beyond compare. And it's a mystery how it works. And it remains a mystery how it works. But it's not supposed to be, it's indestructible, right?
Right.
That's, you know, and so immediately it catches on fire.
These movies, usually they're always tempted to go to Dubai, right? That's always where they want to go. Like, Dubai is the place right. with the big wacky building. Sure. So I'm kind of glad to
see it. Well, yeah, exactly. You want an over-the-top, like, big building with all of the high-tech in there. Dubai's going to be
your go-to, so
I imagine
I like
that
it.
The Chinese Tourism Bureau outbid the Dubai Tourism Bureau in helping fund this film.
That's usually how that stuff works. That's a good point.
Yeah.
Well, all right. This is better than tech news. This is great news. I've been dying to talk about this.
We all came out of the movie talking about, like, we want to tell people to go see this, but we can't until July 10th. That's ridiculous.
That's hilarious.
I guess they know what they're doing.
So. I had real worries about it. I mean, the Rotten Tomatoes score is right down the middle, as you might expect. Some critics are going to be overly critical of such a thing, but it sounds like just the bag of popcorn I want. So you've done your job, Tom. I'm going to actually go spend money on Skyscraper. Well done. Later today...
I do not warrant this recommendation. Your mileage may vary.
That's
folks.
Right.
and real quickly, one of the things that we're going to talk about on Daily Tech News Show today will be Magic Leap partnering with AT&T to sell Magic Leap 1 in stores. Whoa. And they're doing a product demo on Twitch. So Magic Leap might finally become a real thing.
The primary distribution point will be AT&T stores?
In the U.S., it's an exclusive partnership with AT&T.
Why does that feel... That's
probably got connectivity built in, so they want to sell you an AT&T.
Oh, yeah, that's true. They want you to get a... Yeah. I don't know. Magic Leap continues to be the mysterious thing that no one's seen yet, and now maybe we'll get to see it. So there you go.
We're supposed to get to see it on Twitch today. So.
Oh, it's today, is it? What time is that happening? Do you know?
I don't know. Magic Leap said it will demo on twitch.tv/Magic Leap later in the day.
Well, great. So they're still being...
Perfect Magic Leap fashion.
Yeah, this is very... The Magic Leap method continues to shine. Well, all right. 2:30 Mountain Time, Daily Tech News Show. I'll be there today. Today's my day. I'm very much looking forward to it. And we'll be there with you and Sarah and Roger, and it'll be a blast. So if you guys all want to hear another 30 straight minutes of Skyscraper talk, that's the place to go. No, I'm just kidding. It won't be any of that.
Maybe on Good Day Internet, our Patreon show, there might be.
Oh, there might be. Yeah, there could be that. Tom Merritt, everybody. Ace Detect on Twitter. We'll talk to you soon. Goodbye.
See you, Tom.
All right. I'm going to see Skyscraper, I think.
I think so, too.
Why not? It sounds like fun.
Especially for $5 AMC Tuesdays. Sign me up. I'm totally in.
No brainer.
Yeah.
Although
I still want to see Ocean's 8.
I do, too. I want to see that. There's a bunch of stuff I need to see. But here's the problem. I got that damn movie pass, and I had all during June. Didn't use it once.
See, that's my fear. That's my fear of how they get the AMC one, too. Yeah. And that's $40 for Tina and me if I do it.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how I'm feeling about it. I'm feeling bummed out
about it. If we just continue to do $5 Movie Tuesdays, then it would be silly for us to do the $20 a month deal because that's what we'd spend.
Yeah, and it's almost the only time I can even go ever. Mm-hmm. I should just do the Tuesday $5 deal. Why am I helping float their boat?
Exactly. Why, indeed, Scott? Why?
Ours is not to ask why. Ours is only to... How does...
Do or die.
No, it's Gandalf is telling Frodo, it is not ours to know why we are here. It's only for us to do the best we can with the stuff we have.
Exactly, yes.
Is that a quote?
That's exactly to do with the stuff we have.
Yeah, that's the quote. All right, we're done. We're going to leave now. Thank you all for listening and being here and hanging out with us. You know what? We have time for a mashup. I'm going to play one.
Oh, good. Yay.
Yeah, why not, right? Like, we got a minute. Let's do it. I haven't checked this earlier, so here we go. How about, we've done Me Under Sedation. We don't need to hear that again. How about, let's see, Crapping in the Bushes. Have we done that one?
I don't know what that is. We have.
All right, let's play it. And if it sounds familiar, I can kill it. So let's see. Here we go.
Once again, pull up a chair as Scott and Brian share a story by the fire. What will they talk about today?
Friday night. It is an interesting day, busy day, lots of stuff going on. My second oldest, Carter, who's 15, is now the high school newspaper photographer, and she had to go to a stomp to get a bunch of photography done.
So this is just for clarification. This is, she was 15, so this was 6 years ago. Jeez.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Jeez.
I drive her out there at about 8, okay? Anyway, so she goes to the dance. Everything's great. I said, all right, you call me when you're ready, and I'll come pick you up. So she's down there. I drive back home, and it's launch night for Guild Wars 2. So I get in, and I'm playing. So from about 10 to 11, I'm playing, and I'm having a great time. Get a phone call from Kim, and she says, hey, Carter needs you to pick her up. Anyway, so I go to get her, and I'm feeling a little, like, I'm a little bloated from dinner. Okay, just a little bit. Not too bad, but no, I'm not really. Okay. I'm fine. I've been sitting there. I've been playing, but I've been sitting there. I've been living the sedentary lifestyle for a couple of hours. And I get in the car, and I'm driving down toward her, and I'm kind of, oh, oh man, I'm still a little crampy. This is not, you know, I should have maybe checked the baggage at the door, if you know what I mean. So I get about halfway down, it's really starting to be bad and it's starting to hurt. I'm like, oh shoot, I may have to use the crapper.
Yeah, right.
Well, I get to the school and she's not out there and I'm dying. And part of me's like, you should just go in the school. And the other part of me says, no, you're this 43-year-old schlub with half a beard. You're not going in the school. So anyway, I go and I wait and finally she comes out. I'm saying, oh geez, all right, get in the car. We gotta go. She's like, geez, what's the hurry? I'm like, oh, just don't worry about it. Get in the car. So she gets in the car and we pull out of there. And now I'm driving not the speed limit. I'm going a little too fast. I'm through the parking lot, ripping through there. I get out to the main road and I get behind the slowest grandma driver you've ever met. Slowest grandma driver ever. I'm not kidding. She won't do the speed limit. She's way under it and she's putting along and I can't get around her because this is a two-lane road. Dude, I'm literally a mile and a half from home and I can't get there because she's putting. And I'm screaming and my daughter's like, oh my gosh, what's going on, Dad? I go, Carter, I hate to tell you this, but I am going to crap my pants in this car. This lady doesn't know. So she's still slow. We get to about probably half mile from the house and I can't wait. So I said, Carter, I'm really sorry, but I got to take a crap. I pull the car over.
Oh no.
Onto the side of the road. I run out into the bushes and I let nature take its course. I crapped in the bushes and she's dying.
Oh no.
15-year-old girl, you know. Yeah. Awkward time in life, right?
Right.
And her dad.
And then a school bus of her friends goes by. Hey, Carter, is that your dad?
I'm completely mortified that this is even going on. Here's the worst part. I get back into the car. You know, we're back into traffic, and there's not much traffic. We end up catching up to Grandma again. I forgot about that story.
I did too. That was awesome.
Yeah, that was something else. Woo. Crapping in the bushes. Well done, Jamie. My gosh, I forgot. I even told that on here.
That's a classic.
That was a bad one.
Somebody needs to animate that.
That would be a pretty good animation. That and the dog poo resting gently on the lady's face would be a good one as well.
Oh, God.
We're done then. That's really it. That's what we're doing there. If you want to vote for today's title of the show, people have been submitting them all episode, frogpants.showbot.tv. If you're listening at home, you're too late. But if you're here live, that's something you can do. You can also,
oh my God, you know, when we used to do TMS Film Fest, that would be the thing that would make me bring it back is having 1 month where, or I'd give people 60 days for this one.
Yeah.
I want somebody to take our audio of one of these fireside stories and do a dramatic recreation.
Yes, it can be live action or animation. I'd take either one.
Right.
Narrated over the top. Out there.
That would be the best thing.
Oh my gosh. Brian, that's a great idea. Okay. Here's what we're going to do. I'll get with Jamie. We'll come up with a way. I'll put something up on the site. That's just a link to the most 5-6 recent ones. People can kind of pick what they want and we'll have a contest. That's a great idea.
All right. I have a prize too. Like, this is a decent prize. This is a $75 prize. Still unopened in its box. The Adobe Pencil.
Yeah.
And the whatever that thing that it came with was that lets you do like rulers. So if you have an iPad, I don't know if it works with anything but iPad, but it's like the Adobe Pencil and straight edge and all that sort of thing.
Yeah,
still unopened, mint condition, wrapped in plastic, all that. That's part of the prize package for somebody who does.
Yeah,
we'll
throw in some extras too. I'll put some prints in there. I mean, we'll make it a good package, but that's a nice little...
I mean, I think we do a prize for everybody who does one of these, so we'll figure something out. But
the
best one gets that.
Yeah, dude, let's do it. Give away the shitty 3D printer, says Brainbow
Bright.
Oh,
I fixed the shitty 3D printer, Brainbow Bright. It's been going great, as a matter of fact.
Is it working right now? Is it making something?
Yes, you want to see what I made, Scott?
Sure.
Look at this.
Sure, what do you got? This Let's have a look.
Is my...
look at this, you guys.
This is my Oculus Pro storage thing. So it's got a place for my remote. It holds the Oculus Pro. And on the back here...
What's an Oculus Pro? What's a Pro?
I'm sorry, Oculus Go. Oh. Oculus Go, whatever.
I was like, wait, did you get a better one than I did?
Sorry, Scott. I'm on the beta list. Oculus Pro. Sorry, Oculus Go. All right. So it holds the Oculus Go, holds the little remote, holds my little audio thing for it, and then even holds an Xbox One controller in the back.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I'm jelly of that. That's pretty good. And you just downloaded that and printed it.
It's a three-piece, four-piece thing.
Yeah.
The fourth piece is this Oculus logo that you can glue onto which I haven't glued onto it, obviously.
Yeah. I like their logo, by the way.
Too.
Simple and iconic.
It totally is. And I have not
So yeah, it's three pieces. Download and print each one. Did it over the weekend, and it was like, oh, piece of cake.
There you go. The crappy 3D printer back on its feet. That's good.
It's doing well. It was, you know, a mix of bad filament.
Yeah.
And just needed a new nozzle in part of it. So yeah, I'm fine with it.
It's like me. I'm full of bad filament and could use a new nozzle.
And you need a new nozzle, Scott.
Bad. A new extruder. All right. That's it. We're done now, for real. Frogpants.com/TMS is our website. If you want to support the show, we'd love it. Patreon.com/TMS. Thanks to everyone who does. And if you consider doing that, that'd be wonderful. We are on Twitter, at Coverville, at Scott Johnson, at Morning Stream. And you can also find our Reddit page at frogpants.reddit.com. There's always something going on over there. And send us your emails, themorningstream@gmail.com. That's going to do it. Let's get out. Oh, don't forget, I put up every episode now as a post. If you go to the website, frogpants.com/TMS, you'll see them right below the main info about the podcast, right down there. They're listed in order. You click whatever one you want. All the links are there for stuff we talk about during the day, like news stuff and all that. Like all of it. Games that you and I recommend on PMs, like stuff we're playing on our iPads and stuff like that, that's all linked there. We put it all there. So it's got no excuse if you're looking for some of the stuff we talk about on the show. All right, that's it. Brian will now share with me whatever song we're going to play.
Yes, sir. Mm. This one is going out to Tokidoki Tensai, who says, Dear Satan and Beelzebub, I want to request a song on this day as a shout out to my good friend and podcasting co-host, Justin. We're big fans of the Swedish rock band Ghost, and we'll be seeing them in concert this November. In honor of this, I'd like to request one of their many covers that they've done over the years. I'll leave the final choice up to Brian, but I put a few in there that are my favorite in the request form. Thanks for all that you do. And can I get a thank you, Satan, from former President Obama?
Oh, my gosh. Forgot we did that. Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
Thank you, Satan.
Here's Brian doing it.
Thank you, Satan.
Yeah.
Thank you, Satan.
Thank you, Satan.
Thank you, Satan.
Yours was weird, but sure.
Mine is weird, but still.
Yeah.
So I know we played Ghost a couple weeks ago, played their cover of Here Comes the Sun by the Beatles, but I'm just totally digging Ghost. And if you want more, even some information about the band, go check out the episode of Soundography that Hammond and I did about the band. It's got clips of a lot of their songs, and we talk about the evolution of the band and even some of the controversy around the lead singer, who by some accounts is kind of a dick. Don't be a dick, lead singer. Anyway, he thinks that he's the band is the deal. This song came out on their album Pope Star. No, it didn't, because that was the Missionary Man cover I was going to play. The actual one we were playing came out on the album Infestissimum Redux.
Infestissimum Redux.
I got that right. Mm. Yeah, Infestissimum Redux. 2013. It's a cover of a song by ABBA, but not one of the more well-known songs by ABBA. So if you don't recognize this, you'll be like, I don't recognize that ABBA song. It's not Dancing Queen. It's called I'm a Marionette. Here is Ghost.
All right. I love your Dancing Queen. That was pretty good. We'll be back tomorrow with more. So come on back then, you hear.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
Talking about a bum bum.
Mm-hmm.